So they didn't have what to live on.
Ozlov is Nisivolei Besusa. He went ahead and they got married. They did Nisuin in the winter. It was freezing cold. Havigone Beitivna. They had a bit of straw. They used to lie on the floor in the hut. They didn't have any beds. They didn't have any pillows. They had a bit of straw. Habe kominket leitivne min mazia. Rabbi Akiva used to pull out the straw from the hair of Rochel, his wife. That's how they were sleeping. Omele. Iavelech reminelech. Emet Hashem, when one day I'll be rich, I'll have enough money, I'll buy for you, you shall line the dava, I'm going to buy for you, whatever they call it, round the head, a Yushalayim Shalzov, made out of gold. Okay, you know what I mean? When I become a millionaire. Osa Elio. Elio turned up. Elio and Novi turned up, says the Gemara. In the demus of a shnora, idmiluhu lohen kinsha. He looked like a regular person, an oni. The kakorile abava, and he knocked on the door, and he started knocking on the door, and he asked him, omeli hovali pruta the tivna. Give me a bit of straw. Perhaps you have extra straw. The elderly itza. My wife just gave birth to a baby. We don't have enough straw. We don't have anything to cover the baby. Efshi, you have extra straw. Why? Because I don't have anything. Omale Rabbi Akiva le'inse. Rabbi Akiva turned around to his wife and he says, Chozi Gavra, do you see there's a guy? Da'afilu tivna lo yisle. There's somebody in a worse condition than we are. And Foshim say that Eliyahu came to be mechazek Rabbi Akiva. But whatever the story is, why he was echad gila Eliyahu, so Shmuz b'fnei atzmoy. Oh, but Eliyahu came along and said to him, do you have any tivna? My wife just gave birth and we don't have anything in the house. So Rabbi Akiva turned around and says, you see, there's somebody in a worse position than we are. Omale, so Rochel turned around to Rabbi Akiva. Zil hava beit av. Go to the Beis HaMedrash. Go and learn. So the Gemara says the whole story. He went for 12 years, came back, went again. There's a gigantic cash over here. Now she decides to send him to the Beis HaMedrash. And what happened before? Suddenly when he turned around and said, there's people in a worse position than we are. So he turned around and said, Azay, go to the Beis HaMedrash and learn. What happened over here? There's a muridik of vort. Rabbi Akiva's 40 years old. He's going to go to the Beis HaMedrash. And he's going to start learning Komet Aleph O. When the 5-year-old kid, or 10-year-old kid, Kenshen Gemara, Kenshen Mishnais, Kenshen Chumish, Rabbi Akiva is going to look like I'm walking in Komet Aleph O. Bachabusha. How am I going to make it? When she heard that Rabbi Akiva turned around and said, you see, from the situation that we're in, that there are people worse than me, people in a matzav much worse than we are. So then she said, oh, if Akiva has the koyach to look positive on life and say, even though I'm an amoritz, and even though I'm 40 years old, and even though I'm going to get bushes walking into the Beis HaMedrash saying, teach me how to read, and you could still turn around and say, there's people in worse matzavim, go to the Beis HaMedrash. You'll make it. Because somebody who has that mentality will make it. And then he turns around and he says, Mit Hashem, when I make it in business, I'll make for you a golden Yushalayim Shel Zahav around your head. A normal person would say, Mit Hashem, when I have money, I'll buy you a bed. I'll buy you chairs and tables. Wait. Go for the top. When she heard both statements, she says, oh, these are the two nekudas that will make him into a Talmud Chacham. First nekuda, there are people in a worse situation than I am. So it's not so bad. There's other people in a worse position. So therefore, even if he walks into the Beis HaMedrash, he's still going to look positive at himself. Second, he has tremendous she'ifas. He's going for the top. He's not going to go and buy a bed or tables and chairs. He's not happy with that. I'll buy you Shalim Shalzov. I'll buy you a golden gate. That's what I'm going for. I'm going for the top. With those two koichos, we'll make it. There's a Moedike Rashi in Parsha Shoftim when Devorah won the war and she gave a shira. So she says, Shimu Melochim, Onoichi Lashem, Onoichi Ashira. Onoichi Lashem. So Rashi says, Kofel, it's twice written Onoichi. She brings down a medrash. Loikopach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schatovoi VaHaKarmel. What's the case? What's the story? The story was that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Torah on a mountain, there was a whole fight. Sinai came along and said, give it on me. Har Tovai came along and said, give it on me. And Har Carmel came along. Three mountains. And the Rebbeinu Shlom turned around and said, no, I want to go. What are you running to try and get Torah on your mountain? I'm going for Sinai because he's the lowest. He has the most anivus. He symbolizes anivus, and that's the only way Torah works. So the Rebbeinu Shlom turned around and said, Har Tovai and Har Carmel, they had a tremendous rotzon that they should be zeicha, that Torah should be given on them. What happened to their bakosha? Forget it, that's it. You wanted it. You want zeicha, you don't get it. So Rebbeinu Shlom says, Lekopa Kadosh Baruch Hu Schar Tovai veKarmel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take away the scha. They wanted it, you'll get a scha. Lamatan Torah, lost his Lama Torah, and they walked away, Babashas Ponim. They walked away embarrassed. They wanted Torah. And the Babashas said, no, there's somebody more Choshev. Har Sinai is more Choshev. So what happened? Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Seif Shani Perel Lachem Kiflayim. At the end, I'm going to pay you back double. The first time is Har Tovai, was when the fight with Sisroi. Devorah won the war on Har Tovai. So there she said, by Har Sinai, we only said once Onoichi. On Har Tovai, when Devorah said the Shira after winning the war, he said twice Onoichi. Onoichi Hashem, Lashem, Onoichi Hashira. And what happened by Har HaKarmel? Har HaKarmel was Eliyahu Novi. Klal Yisrael was serving Avodah Zarah. So Eliyahu Novi came along to Har HaKarmel and said, Mi Lashem Eloi, who is for the Rebbeinu Shloilom? Either you belong to the Baal, to Avodah Zarah. And then there was they had to bring down a korban, and the Eish came down from Shemaim. And Gans Klal Yisrael said, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. So Har HaKarmel was Zeicha because he wanted to have Torah. So he was Zeicha that the Rebbeinu Shloilom said Hashem Hu Elokim twice. A kiddush Shem Shemaim came out, L'Doyra Deiris, Misha Onel Aliyah Novi Behar HaKarmel, Hu Yaneinu. We use that in the tefillah. Why? Because they wanted the Torah. They didn't get the Torah. But you'll get something else. You'll still have a kiddush Shem Shemaim. L'Psoiv Shani Pareh Lachem Kiflaim. I'll pay you double wages for what you wanted. You didn't get Torah, but you'll get it. There's a Moedike Medrash, it's brought down, that before Shmuel HaNovi was born, there was a baskel that went out, that there's going to be a child that's going to be born, who will be called Shmuel, and he'll be a Novi in Klal Yisrael, that will be Shokul Kneged Moshe V'Aaron, he'll be as equal to Moshe and Aaron. So Klal Yisrael heard this, Baskel. So every child that was born in that tkufa was called Shmuel. Because every mother was davening that my son should be the one to be Shmuel, who will be the Novi of Klal Yisrael, Shokol Keneged Moshe V'Aaron. When Shmuel was taka born, the Baskel stopped and everybody realized this is the Shmuel. What happened to all the tefillahs of the mothers that davened and cried that we should be zeicher to be having the Shmuel? What happened to their tefillahs? Nothing. Says the Medrash that at the end they all became Nevi'im. They all became Nevi'im. They weren't Shmuel Anovich, but they all became Nevi'im. And that's Pshat Ushmuel Bekoire Shemoi. Shmuel, there was a lot of Shmuels that became Nevi'im Bekoire Shemoi by calling it Shmuel. What's Pshat? All the mothers at that Kufa were davening that my son should be quite Zeicher to be the Shmuel. I should have the Shmuel. It wasn't just giving a name. There was a lot of tefillahs that went into it. During the 9 months of pregnancy, fathers and mothers davened that I should be Zeicher to have the Novi Hashem. One was Zeicher, Chana was Zeicher. But what happened to all those tefillahs? Went out the window? No. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'll pay you back. They'll all be Nevi'im. Everybody who was called Shmuel in that generation became Nevi'im. There's no such thing as out the window. I wasn't Zeicher, it's out the window. The Ribbono Shel'olam prays with Seif B'Shalem B'Kiflayim. You wanted it, you'll get it. You might not get it the way you dreamed of it, but you'll get it. Chassidim say that when Chodesh El used to come along, they used to call it the Golden Ateg. The Golden Ateg. Golden days. Shasarachmim. Shairachmim Psuchim. And I want a taina, Chodesh Tammuz, where Bochrim, Omois Nefesh, to give up on their Olam Hazeh, to give up on their Tanugim, and come and sit and learn. Golden Ateg, the golden days, because by the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Soif he will pay Kefil Kiflaim, you might not see it today. Oh, but Shmuel, Bekeir, Shemoy, everyone that stayed here and everyone that comes to davening and learns is a Shmuel, Bekeir, Shemoy. You might not become the Shmuel, Bedoiloi, but there's a Shmuel, Bekeir, Shemoy. You might not have Har Sinai coming down on you. You might not be Zeicher to be the God of Lador, but there'll be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. There'll be Har Tova and Har Kamel that will come out from every Bocher. But so he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Mishalem Kiflayim. I'll pay double. By Yankov Avinu it says that after he fought the whole night, so the Malachi Sarisa Em Alakim Vatuchal, he asked him, what's your name? He said, Yaakov. He says, no, you're not going to be called Yankov anymore, you're going to be called Yisrael. Why are you be called Yisrael? Because Sarisa Alakim Vatuchal, you fought with Koyach Alakus, you fought with a Malach, you fought with the Koyach Hara, Batuchal, and you Matzliach, so you called Yisrael. So the Olam asks Akasha, so don't call it Yisrael. Yisrael is about the fight. Call it Al Shem Batuchal, that you won. Call it Nitzochon, I don't know. Call it Nachman. What's happened to Yisrael? The Teretz is that it's not the end product doesn't make a difference. It's Kisarisayim Elakim, you fought the Koyach Hara. That's why Klal Yisrael is called Klal Yisrael. Kisarisayim Elakim. What happened at the end doesn't make a difference. You won, that's not the Nekuda. Kisarisayim Elakim, you fought. You went out and made a battle with Koyach Hara. And that's what we're called Adayoyim Hazeh, Klal Yisrael. We're not called Bnei Yaakov, we're called Bnei Yisrael. Because that is Be'etzin the Koyach of Klal Yisrael. Kisarisayim Elakim, we fought with the Koyach Hara. Yankov Avinu wasn't called Yisrael because of Tuchal, because he won, he came out winning. There's no winning in this game. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Mishalem Kiflayim because you fought with the Koyach Hara. Kisariso, Yisrael, that's why we're called Klal Yisrael. Do you want to finish off with a Meridika Maisa from the Pshon Shadron? He was once a Mashkiach in a Yeshiva. And the Bocha disappeared for a few days. Didn't know where he disappeared to. Kitzurav Shalom's walking in the street and he meets the Bocha. Avu Bistu, where are you? He says, I'll be back in Yeshiva tomorrow. He says, why not today? Olympics. Olympics. He says, was is Olympics? He says, we spiel ball. Zani Masbe, was das ist? Wie Masbe, what it is? So he says, two sides, kick the ball, you have to get into the goal. So he says, what's the grace of Chochma? Blom again, let's go and we'll throw it into the ball. We'll throw the ball in. Nein, Rav Shalom, verstehst nicht. There's somebody, you have to do it while we're playing. He says, what's the big deal? If I have to get into the goal, so let's go together, we'll put it into the goal. What's the grace of Chochma? Nein, is the Eisnagdus. There's somebody standing there that doesn't let the goal in. And therefore the koyach of getting through that person, oh, that's the winner. So he turned around to the boch and he said, listen to what you hear, hear what you're saying. He says, tomorrow morning the game's over, there's no big chochma throwing the ball into the net, getting a goal. He says, when's the chochma? When there's a snagdus, when there's somebody standing by the goal and not letting it in. He says, for come back tomorrow to the after the Olympics is over, is no big chochma. There's no yetzahara, there's no koyachara standing there. To come back today and to sit and learn, oh, then you scored a goal. Because there's a snagdus. We scored a goal. We scored a goal and every boch has to walk around with his koyach, with his gaiva, that we scored a goal. Kisarisa emelekim. We fought with the koyach hara. We gave up. When we said nefesh to come to a davening, when we said nefesh to come to a seder, when we said nefesh to stay till the end, kisarisa emelekim. Klal Yisrael have that koyach. But we always have to remember one thing. A lot of times you walk into a beis hamedrash. You want to do it. Skatenisht. I don't know which side to look at Rashi, which side to look at Tosfos. I can't make a leaning. I'm shvach. I don't make it. There are people with worse situations. And from Rabbi Akiva came out. Rochel understood that if Rabbi Akiva has these koichas, these two koichas, I have a tremendous she'ifa for Yerushalayim Shel Zov. And Mitzad Sheni on the other side, I have a tremendous understanding that even though I'm shvach, there are people who are shvacher than me, I can still make it. And I still look positive at life. Oh, that koyach, if it'd be in the Beis HaMedrash, would make it. That's the koyach we have to go through, these golden days. The golden days, every hour is a sarisei melakim. Every hour is the Ribbono Shleilam, is you telling the Ribbono Shleilam, I'm giving up. This is worth millions by the Ribbono Shleilam. These are golden days. And the soif says to Ribbono Shleilam, Ani mishalem lecho kiflayim, I'll pay you double, just for the want. You might not be zeicha to walk out of here after 4 weeks of learning. You might not be zeicha to what you think, that you're going to be steiging, wow, I'm going to walk out of here knowing how to learn. You might not be able to. And you might walk away saying, what was it worth? Besoif ani mishalem, at the end I'll pay you kiflayim, I'll pay you double. You might not be zeichet to be the God Lador where Torah was given on Sinai. But you'll be the one that will be zeichet. That the Rebbeinu Shalom will say, Anoichi, Anoichi, twice. Oh, Hashem who Olekim, twice. That's Chosov Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That you'll be zeichet. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the seichel to use these golden days, these golden hours, to use them properly. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom says, the soif. You fought with the Ribbono Shleilam, that's going to be your name, Yisrael. And at the end, we tackle, will win. We will score a goal. The goal you might not see after 4 weeks. But in the big picture, whoever walks out of here will be a Shmuel B'Kolei Shmoy. That's Rachel. How do you stop it? Just press this.
I'm interested in it. Kel.